Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Today we are heading to the Motor City, Detroit, to profile one of the most visible and vocal members of Congress, Democrat Rashida Tlaib of Michigan's 12th District.
Rashida Tlaib is someone who needs very little introduction because she makes headlines. When she was elected in 2018, she made history instantly as the first Palestinian-American woman in Congress and one of the first two Muslim women ever elected. She is a founding member of the Squad, that group of progressive legislators who really shook up Washington. But before the national fame, she was a social worker and a public interest lawyer in Detroit. She grew up the eldest of 14 children to Palestinian immigrant parents, and she spent her early career fighting a very specific battle, protecting her neighbors from the pollution caused by the heavy industry in her backyard.
To understand her politics, you have to understand the specific geography she represents. Michigan's 12th District is unlike any other place in America.
It truly is a cultural mosaic. First, you have parts of Detroit, which is the heart of Black culture and history in Michigan. But then you have the city of Dearborn. Dearborn is known as the, quote, capital of Arab America. It has the highest concentration of Arab Americans in the United States, the best Middle Eastern food you will ever eat, and the largest mosque in North America. Then, just a few miles away, you have Southfield, which has a historic and vibrant Jewish community. So Rashida Tlaib represents a district where Black, Arab, and Jewish communities are living side by side. It is incredibly diverse, but also economically challenged. The poverty rate is nearly 20%.
And economically, this is the engine of the auto industry. The Ford River Rouge complex is right there.
Exactly. This is Henry Ford's hometown. The Ford World Headquarters is in the district. But that industrial legacy comes with a cost. This district includes some of the most polluted zip codes in the state, specifically in Southwest Detroit, where the oil refineries are. That is why environmental justice is Tlaib's number one priority. She isn't just talking about climate change in the abstract. She is talking about the asthma rates of the kids on her block. She famously fought Marathon Oil before she was in Congress to get them to reduce emissions, and she brings that same energy to the Oversight Committee.
She also sits on the Financial Services Committee. How does she use that role for her district?
She focuses heavily on housing and credit. She views credit scores as a discriminatory tool that keeps poor people poor, and she has introduced legislation to stop using credit scores for things like car insurance rates. She is also the champion of the Restoring Communities Left Behind Act, which is all about getting federal money directly to homeowners to fix their roofs and remove lead paint, rather than giving it to developers. And of course, she is the loudest voice in the room on water. After the Detroit water shutoff crisis, she introduced the Water Act to ensure that no American can have their water turned off for inability to pay. For her, these are basic human rights.
She is controversial nationally for her foreign policy views, but at home, she is seen as a relentless advocate for the working class.
That's the duality of Rashida Tlaib. On cable news, she is a lightning rod for the culture wars, but in the 12th District, she is the woman who set up neighborhood service centers to help people fill out FEMA forms after their basements flooded. She calls herself a, quote, social worker with a bullhorn, and that really sums up her approach.
That is our profile for today. Thank you for listening to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.